And let's move on to somebody who cares a lot about those who don't have, somebody who acknowledges his privilege, a privilege which was largely given to him by his expertise with a funny-shaped ball, Joel Stransky, legendary Springbok rugby player, and a man who is looking forward with some apprehension, I imagine, to Sunday, because, Joel, that's when you will be starting yet another Absa Cape epic, I believe.
Yeah, good afternoon, John, and thanks very much for having me. It is the beginning of Absa Cape Epic 2019 on Sunday, and you know when you've worked quite hard for it, or very hard for it, and for quite a few months, and you put so much time and effort in, and you come all the way down here, you know there is a bit of nerves and a bit of tension, but also a huge amount of excitement. It is such a wonderful, iconic event.
And it must be worse for somebody like you who's had the kind of accident that you have had. It can't be easy getting back onto a bike, riding at those speeds, in those conditions, remembering what happened to you a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so fortunately for me, I mean, it's not something that plays on my mind. It was 2 years ago. Last year I had a wonderful epic and probably my best one to date, and hopefully this one will be even better. But, you know, to quote that old saying, you get back on the horse, you know. So we just got back on the bike and carried on riding. It doesn't play on my mind. I don't look back at all, and I'm most certainly looking forward to another wonderful epic.
You said you work quite hard, work very hard. How hard do you work? How many hours a day? How many days a week do you spend training?
Well, we do work hard. There's no doubt about that. We spend probably, I would guess, in total on an average week, you know, maybe 20 hours a week training in some form or another. And in our peak weeks, maybe 25 hours a week, and maybe in our easier rest weeks, maybe 15 hours. So it is, it's a huge commitment, and there's a lot that goes into it and a lot of preparation, but it's what drives us, you know. It's what makes us tick.
You're not aiming for a podium, but I mean, how competitive are you? Are you sort of top 20%, top 50% of the field, you and your partner?
Well, last year we got on the podium, and so you know, this year so in our age category.
Which is over 80 now.
Which is just above 18, yeah, somewhere around there. So
right.
We are competitive, and we'll have a little race. You know, it's a very, very tough environment. It's a very tough field. There's former Tour de France riders. There's former pros, there's guys who won world cross-country titles in our age group, so it will be a minor miracle, but you know what, if you don't go out and have a go and you don't put your whole heart and soul into it, you'll never know.
You founded something called the Lumo Hawk Foundation. You started raising funds for this in 2010, but you formalized the foundation in 2013, raising funds for underprivileged children with a focus on educational and sporting needs. I'm always amazed when people with your kind of profile do that. You don't have to. Nobody is going to look around the musical and sporting landscape and say, oh, so-and-so hasn't started a foundation. So it's something that you do because you want to, because you care.
Well, it is, you know, and I think some of us are in a very privileged position where we've been afforded, you know, great privilege of some sort or another. We've got our name up in lights, and we're in a position where we can, you know, drive attention and possibly funds to a great cause. And when we are participating in something as prestigious and expensive and arduous as the Cape Epic, it makes a lot of sense to ensure you have even more motivation by doing it for someone else in some form or another. And I chose always the educational needs of underprivileged children because Madiba was a great hero of mine, and he always advocated that the best way to change a nation was, the only way to change a nation was to educate the youth. And for me, our nation has been under pressure and been under stress and duress because we have a youth that is not educated. And if we are to become a real global country where we can live together in harmony and progress, we need to be educated.
And the latest project under the Lumo Hawk Foundation umbrella is Vision 2020. Is that specifically what you're writing for this time around?
So that is exactly what we're writing for this time around. And in the past, we supported a number of initiatives, a number of projects. We've applied all our resources into one big project now, and that involves testing the eyesight of underprivileged children and supplying glasses to those in need. And, you know, when we started this little journey, we didn't realize the extent of how many children would need glasses, would need spectacles, and how bad the problem would be. We have envisaged it might be about 12 to 15%. I think it's going to be closer to 25% of the underprivileged children out there need glasses. And for whatever reason, whether it is, you know, malnutrition as a baby, whether it is growing up on mommy's back, whether it is just hereditary, we are helping an enormous number of children already, and I see that growing. So this is a huge project for us. It's a great opportunity for us to raise awareness and to raise funds, and we are unbelievably grateful that APSA have got on board in such a big way around the Cape Epic. It's a real privilege to be supported by such a prestigious organization.
Can one just Google Lumo Hawk Foundation and then follow perhaps a couple of links to find Vision 2020 to find out a bit more, and ideally, from your perspective and mine, make a donation while you're on the site?
That's exactly. We can just look at our website, lumohawk.co.za, and there's a fair little bit about Project 20, which is obviously, you know, quite new for us. And there's a link there where people can donate. And I think the great thing about donating at the moment is that APSA have made a massive commitment that they will equal every rand we raise during the week. So to everyone out there is considering, you know, helping, hit that link now and support us this week, because it doubles up, really.
And I hope that you have as comfortable a ride as the APSA Cape Epic ever gets, which is not terribly comfortable at all.
Well, it's not comfortable, but you know what? There's some real joy in being on a mountain bike out in the country, out in the mountains, riding on trails and places you would not normally have gone, and doing it with a close friend and a whole lot of other like-minded people around you. It's a very, very special place to be.
And very special to be able to talk to you about it. Joel Stransky, thank you very, very much indeed. That's Lumo, L-U-M-O, Hawk, as you would expect Hawk to be spelt, Lumo Hawk Foundation.